I went up yesterday. I had my telephone rang. I went over there with a lady friend. She's 80 years old. She's pretty wealthy. She don't really want for a thing in the world. She's got kind of enough money for herself. And she's raised a family. And she lives by herself in her apartment. And she and I have been kind of going together for 2 years now. And she called me up yesterday morning and asked her, why don't you come up here? She lives right through the road there, but she's been living in Baton Rouge all these years. But asked me, why don't you come up here? I said, for what? She said, well, I want to see you. And I went up there, and we finally wound up a dissolving partnership. She told me she just couldn't get married. Her people are so bitterly against her, and she's young looking. You'd think she's 40 years old. Just as young looking and fly, and just as full of life. And come down here. She come down here sometimes, spend a day with me. And I enjoyed her. But her folks are so bitter against what we're doing, and she just had to break it up. And that's what we did yesterday. We dissolved the relationship. And I had kind of fun with yesterday. Maybe that's going too far talking about that. But she lives in the guest house temporarily. She has a granddaughter living in a home there, and they have a guest house in the rear, in the back of the house. And it's just like a little doll place. You never saw anything just like it. Looks like a big dollhouse. Everything in there is just built to perfection in every respect. You've got everything you could call for in there. And she, as I say, she called me and asked me if I could come up there. I said, well, sure, I can come. And I went. And that's the way it wound up. But anyhow, when her granddaughter-in-law, that is, she teaches school up there. And about 2 o'clock yesterday evening, she came home. And she lives in the big house right behind the guest house. We called her over there, and I told her that I said, I want you to act as judge. I said, I want you to be a judge. I said, now you sit right here and listen. And I said, Thelma's going to plead her case, I'm going to plead mine. You're going to be the judge as to whether we should get married or not. Anyhow, actually, we had a battle fun there talking about that. We just, and it hadn't done going very far before I found out I told her, well, I made a big mistake choosing you as a judge because I believe you're too biased. You can't be a judge. You can't render a just decision. You're too much in favor of your grandmother's side. But anyway, we had fun. And if we broke up, we finally decided we should see. She did. I didn't decide that. Because I wouldn't mind telling the world. I feel like I was the best, most happy fellow in the world if I was, she would come down here and live with me. She's got, as I say, we're pretty well fixed financially, and I don't need anything she's got. I've got everything I need. And I can't see anything in the world of us getting married. I can't see anything in the world.
Yeah.
She's fixed. Now, she told me yesterday she found out something that she didn't know before. She would lose her usufruct if she got married.
Usufruct.
Yeah, I guess. You know what that is? That's just Louisiana law. Maybe you don't know anything about that.